What happens when the Pentagon starts its forced job furloughs in the coming days?
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer or mobile device instantly streamed by Netflix to save you time, money, and hassle. Free 30-day trial now at netflix.com/APM.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Federal budget cuts from the so-called sequester may not yet have fulfilled the worst economic predictions, but the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a new test as the Department of Defense orders 650,000 civilian workers to save $1.8 billion by taking time off without pay. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Sean Hackbarth works in congressional affairs for the Pentagon, and for him, the furlough's impact is pretty clear. Half a month's paycheck.
We all still, you know, love serving and doing our jobs, but it's still, we kind of feel like the sacrificial lambs in this whole thing. You know, a cut in pay can mean a car payment or rent.
And that can have ripple effects, says Lawrence Michel with the Economic Policy Institute.
These people are not actually losing their jobs, but they are not shopping in the local supermarket or at the drugstore or buying clothes.
The Pentagon has tried to soften the fallout of the sequester's biggest budget cuts. It trimmed the number and length of furloughs and pushed them back into the summer. Jim Roberts with the Heritage Foundation is no fan of the sequester, but he's not sure furloughs will drag down the economy.
There may be some areas of the country where they may be felt, although I don't think this will have as large an impact as some complain that it might.
Except, of course, for the 650,000 civilians who will lose up to half month's pay. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate has hit about 4.5%. That's not terrible by Carter and early Reagan administration standards, but that's up from 3.6% in early May. The Fed in recent days has made a team effort to tamp down dread in the bond market about some early end to its stimulus program. But as Gigi Duban reports, some experts are predicting that even if rates keep going up, as would be expected in an economic recovery, the housing market should still hang in there.
Those higher mortgage rates we're seeing? Not putting much of a dent in the housing recovery. Mike Frattantoni is vice president of research and economics for the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Although the increase in mortgage rates may be a bit of a drag on the housing market, we still anticipate the recovery is going to continue.
Frattantoni says that's because home prices are still well below the housing bubble's peak. Plus, the job market's better, which means incomes are up, and so are mortgage applications. But Robert Denk, senior economist at the National Association of Home Builders, says what really counts is how many of those mortgage applications end up in the reject pile.
If there is very limited access to credit, it doesn't really matter whether the rates are historically low or whether they're historically high. Nobody's getting the loans.
As for those still thinking about refinancing, Denk says hurry up and do it before interest rates go up even more. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. Streamed now by Netflix, a great value. Netflix Streaming has lots of movie and television options, including past seasons of House of Cards, Breaking Bad, and Arrested Development. Watch them using Netflix Instant Streaming and find thousands of other TV series and movies during your free 30-day trial at netflix.com/APM.
In the workplace, you generally don't have a First Amendment right to whip out your video camera to document the indignities that you face every day. Same as in school. That didn't stop fourth grader Zachary Maxwell. No one would believe him about the cafeteria food at his public school in New York City. So, all sneaky, Zachary shot video of his cafeteria experience where he found the fancy online menus often diverged from the lunch tray reality. His film is called Yuck, just shown at the Manhattan Film Festival that's wrapped up this weekend. Zachary, who's now completed fifth grade and going off to middle school in the fall, joins us. Hello, Zachary.
Hi.
So why did you make this film? What prompted you to do this, my friend?
Well, it all started out as a disagreement between me and my parents where I wanted to bring my own lunch when my parents wanted me to eat the school lunch because they showed me the menu and I told them that's not what I was getting served. And, of course, they didn't believe me. So,
well, in your film, you can see the menu. It looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, but I brought a flip camera to the lunchroom, and I recorded the school lunch. And when I brought back the footage, they were like so surprised. They were like, oh my God.
Well, here's an example, for instance.
Golden crispy cheese sticks with marinara sauce and fresh braised collards.
Okay, so golden crispy cheese sticks with marinara sauce and fresh braised collard greens. And then in the film, you see what you actually got that day. What'd you get?
Nothing but cheese sticks.
It's like a styrofoam tray with like five or six cheese sticks and then three portion control packets of ketchup in the lower right, right?
Yeah.
So, Zachary, did you ever get caught while you were filming?
Yeah. The lunch monitors, they told me to go to my classroom teacher. They told me to delete everything, but I just fiddled with my thumbs, not really doing anything.
You didn't quite delete the footage off of the memory card?
Yeah. But what they didn't know was that I was already 6 months into the project.
I see. Now, you know this, Zachary, right? The school district says that they offered you all of the food, but you just didn't take everything every day. What's your view of this?
Well, I mean, every day I took everything that they gave me, unless you can only choose one, like an apple or a banana. I took everything that I could, everything that they were serving me, and I just wanted to make a really good movie. I don't really want to pick a fight with the DOE, so.
With the Department of Education in
New
York. Now, what are you working on now?
Well, my next project is going to be a first-person documentary about adolescence, puberty, and what middle school girls think of guys with braces.
But, why? Why? But, you're not wearing braces now. You think you might have to get some?
Yeah, buck tooth.
Oh, I don't know. I think your teeth look fine to me, but okay.
In the meantime, I actually started my own production company called Maxwell Project. I'm going to look for clients who want me to make small little movies for them.
So you're going into this business now, Zachary?
A little.
A little. Actually, it sounds quite significantly. Zachary Maxwell is writer and director of Yuck, a fourth grader's short documentary about school lunch. Zachary, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want to see the trailer to Zachary's film, you can go to marketplace.org. All right, and a 71-year-old guy in Japan is suing the government-run broadcaster there for using too many words derived from English. For example, there's a show title that has Sutajupako, that means Studio Park, Sutajupako. He's seeking $14,000 in damages for mental distress. Now, I know what he means. You could argue there's too much French in English. Boutique, or the distress call Mayday, which is derived from the French for help me, Mayday. Like when your ship is sinking, you're supposed to speak French. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.